girlfriends. My other son's going to eat over his sleep over his friend's house. So it's only me and Chris, the older guy. So we're just going to have potluck. Yeah, that today should work.
Right, so what time?
2 o'clock again.
Right, so I'll meet you on 2 meters simplex. All right, sounds good. What happened? You forgot altogether, or you were very busy?
Well, I was very busy, so I forgot. You know, I was going to, like I told you, I had a big meal to cook, and I went to the grocery store to get everything I needed, and then by the time I got home, because it was before 2 o'clock, I started getting involved in slicing the chicken cutlets, getting everything together, and then I just forgot about it.
Yeah, I went to Fairway today. I went to my, newly opened Fairway, which has only been open for about a month and a half now. And guess what I saw? I saw the Carnegie pastrami. I saw the Carnegie turkey breast. The packaging alone is very interesting. The way they make that package, very nice.
Yeah, it's a real nice product. Did you buy any?
But the pastrami, I didn't get the turkey breast, because turkey breast I'm not particularly crazy for. But I didn't try the pastrami yet. I have it at home.
Okay, good. Did you see our logo on the back?
Yes, we did.
Good. Yeah, you'll enjoy that pastrami. Just follow the directions. Make sure you poke a couple of holes in the bag with the tip of a knife. I think you have to nuke it for, what, 6 or 8 minutes? I'm not sure. And then just slice it thin. It's delicious. You'll really enjoy it.
No, that was one thing that I never, I was always a little upset about, because although I could buy the pastrami fairly cheap at the local supermarket, it was never hot. So I would go to Ben's Kosher Deli, which was right next door in the same shopping center, and I would pay another $10 extra just so it would be hot. In other words, at the supermarket it's about $10 a pound, but at Ben's Kosher it's $20, but at least it was hot, so now I really don't have to pay through the nose anymore. I can get it, and in the microwave it comes out just like it's in the steamer. Beautiful. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
$20 a pound. Jesus. That's expensive. Well, it's probably because it's kosher also. Mine's not kosher. Ours is not kosher, of course. But it tastes just like it. You'll like it a lot. If you like pastrami, you'll like that.
I don't care if it's kosher. That doesn't really bother me. I don't care. But, yeah, I'm a big fan of pastrami. I certainly am. And if it's got the Carnegie name on it, the Carnegie Deli is one of the better delis. Not to mention Thulman's. I mean, you can't go wrong.
Hey, well, my guys trim it. We cook it, and we use the Carnegie secret formula spices that go on it. So it tastes just like if you went to the Carnegie Deli. You'll enjoy it a lot. Unfortunately, I've just started this diet, so I can't eat any. But the best time to get it is right when it comes out of the smokehouse. We've got trees. We got trees and trees of it. Thousands of pounds of it coming out at once, and you see the steam rising off of it. Every so often, we grab a piece, bring it into the test kitchen, slice it up with a knife, real sharp knife, real thin, and sample it to make sure it's still the way it should be.
Now I eat it even on whole wheat, very crusty whole wheat Italian baguette, oh my God, that bread is good. So I put that pastrami in there, man. Yo, I'll tell you, it doesn't matter what bread it is. If the pastrami is good, it really doesn't matter what bread you use.
Yeah, do you use a condiment, like mustard or anything?
Yes, I always put mustard on all the time on my pastrami.
I cold pastrami, when I slice it up cold. with Swiss cheese and mayo. But when I have hot pastrami, because it's got so much juice that I don't put anything on it.
But you don't even put mustard. Oh, okay.
Now, sometimes I think the mustard takes away from the flavor. But when it's hot, I like it just on a piece of bread. Just the way it is. And it is delicious.
Yeah, well, the turkey breast looks pretty good, too. But I'm not, like, a tremendous fan of turkey. I could take it or leave it. But they had the turkey also.
Yeah, that's mostly for people that are watching their fat intake and their diet. The turkey has absolutely nothing on it. You know, just plain natural turkey breast. So it's pretty bland. That you probably, if you wanted to spice it up, you'd have to probably pour gravy over it or something. You know, these are for people that are either by themselves or have a small family, want to make a quick meal. Don't want to have to spend the time cooking the whole thing. All you do is heat it up, slice it, put it in a dish with some vegetables, a little gravy over it, you know, for the turkey if you want. The other one, do they have the pot roast there?
Oh, I just saw the pastrami and the turkey. That was all I saw.
I'm surprised. Next time you go, maybe ask somebody. Don't you sell, doesn't Carnegie make a pot roast? Pot roast is out of this world, too. That's real, real tasty.
Yeah, but pot roast I could do without. I never really was particularly crazy for pot roast. I could take it or leave it. But pastrami, I'll tell you, man, I definitely like my pastrami. Go to the supermarket, I get either boar's head, what's called first cut pastrami, or I get a Hebrew National. Because at the deli in the supermarket that I go to, they don't have Thumans. But I think this is the way I'm going to go from now on. I think I'm just going to buy that little Carnegie package, going to nuke it, and I'm going to be in pastrami heaven.
Well, that first cut that you're talking about, that's from a brisket. That's the lean part of the brisket. And that's a little too lean for me. You get the pastrami flavor, but there's no juiciness to it. It's a very dry pastrami. The cut that you're getting from Carnegie or from us is a navel, and that's got a lot of juice to it. It's a very moist cut of meat, so you'll enjoy that. That's the traditional kosher pastrami, is made from the navel, or what they call the plate.
Oh, okay. You see, I didn't know that. I thought that the brisket was always the way to go, but the navel is really the way to fly. All right, cool.
We make, I don't think we make any pastrami briskets for Carnegie. We make them for ourselves. We make a first cut, just like Boar's Head, first cut pastrami. But I don't like that. It's too dry. Anything that we send over to Carnegie or that we package in their boxes... is a navel.
Okay, copy that. KC2HBR. Yeah, man, when I saw that, I thought of you right away. I was like, holy moly, I couldn't believe it. I wasn't really looking for it, but all of a sudden, I'm like over by the hot dogs, and like I'm like, oh my God, look at that. That's the thing Charlie was talking about it. And I said, oh man, I like this whole concept. You know, because not everybody has a pastrami steamer, you know, that steam box. So, you know, I never really was too thrilled with just putting pastrami slices in the microwave. But like this, it comes out like friggin' unbelievable. I know for a fact, you know how I know? I used to buy frozen White Castle hamburgers, and they have the same thing. Like, they have these little plastic things that you poke a hole in and they come out excellent. It's just like they were steamed at White Castle.
Well, that breaking station recognized you're very low, though. I couldn't tell who you are, but I'll give it to you in a second. Well, that's the whole concept, you know. When you nuke it in that package, it's basically steaming, you know, in its own juices, so it'll be good. Just be careful when you open it up. Don't burn yourself. We don't want you to sue us. breaking station. Try it again, but bring the audio up.
This is Whiskey 2 Echo Papa Romeo Raphael. You know, I'm working on a waterway inside the house. If you hear me, Charlie, how you doing? How you doing, John?
Hey, good morning, Raphael. Yeah, you're not real good. John, you want to go to Ken's machine? I think Raphael will do better over there.
Okay, I'll meet you there. KC2HBO.
Going to Kenny Mac's machine. You know which one that is, Raphael?
No, sir. I don't know which one it is, but I was going to ask you a question. You know, 14706, 147060. I wanted to ask you, what was the PO tone?
That's the Wecker machine. It's either 141 or 114. It's one of those. I never remember. But it's got a 4 in it, so it's either 141 or 114. You can try both of those. And if you scan us on 440, you'll find Kenny's machine. I don't recall his frequency. I've got it in alphanumeric memory, so all I see is KMAC on my radio, so I don't recall the frequency. But it's a 440 repeater. So if you scan it, you'll find us over there.
Okay, thank you very much, Charlie. It was nice talking to you. I hope you have a good Christmas, you and John, and Happy New Year.
And likewise to you, Raphael. Good to hear you in there. I wish they'd bring back the KQ2H. I know that's where I talk to you a lot on over there. 73, well, maybe we'll hear you on Kenny Mac's machine. This is N1MEQ, and I'll be clear.
Yo, Charlie, I want to ask you a question. How far were you from that incident in Stanford? How far you live there?
How far am I from where? I'm having a hard time hearing you.
He wants to know how far are you from the house that burnt down in Stanford?
I'm in North Stanford, up near the Merritt Parkway. The house that burnt down is down in South Stanford, down near the water. So, I don't know, I guess 5 miles away.
Okay, Charlie. Okay, John. God bless you all. Bye-bye.
Okay, 73. You want to go to Kenny Max, John?
Really, you can stay here. You sound good over here.
Hey, that's cool. Yeah, in fact, I was watching. They had the funeral yesterday for those three little girls. What a sad thing. They had that funeral in the church that my wife and I got married in.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a Lutheran church. I thought you were Catholic for some reason.
I am Catholic. You sure that's a Lutheran church?
Yeah, St. Thomas is, from what I understand, that's a Lutheran church. Those people are Lutherans.
Okay, that's my mistake. It looked like my church, and I thought it was. Ours is a big stone church in downtown Stanford. That's where I thought they went. Ours is ours was St. John's. Now we go to the other church where you had that christening. But we got married at St. John's, downtown Stanford. Big old stone church. I was just going by the looks of it. I thought it was our church.
Oh, from what I understand, that was St. Thomas, and it was actually in Manhattan.
Oh, okay. Well, and that definitely was not our church. You know what? Come to think of it, I think you're right. I think you're right. I do remember hearing something about Manhattan.
Yeah, so, oh, man, that poor woman. I tell you, man, I feel very bad for her. But her boyfriend was kind of like on the stupid side, you know, putting, like, burning embers. I mean, outside, up against the house or something along those lines, because the girls didn't want the embers in the fireplace because they felt that Santa would get burnt. So that's why he took them out, but he put them in the wrong place. I mean, ay, ay, ay.
Oh, is that the whole thing behind it? They didn't want them in the fireplace because of Santa? I didn't hear that.
They said that Santa would get burnt, so they asked him to move the burning embers, and he took them out, but he put them up against, I think he put them in a bag that was up against the house or something.
Yeah, not a bright still dating him.
Well, today it looked like, because he was standing right behind her at the services, and I was in tears. I'm not going to lie. I broke down, and I was crying, man. It was just so friggin' sad, you know. Three caskets, and the poor grandfather, who was, a Santa Claus at Saks Fifth Avenue or something. It's just so depressing, my God. I don't know how she summoned up the courage to even talk, She's, I'm telling you, I take my hat off to her.
Yeah, no, when you lose a child, it's got to be devastating. My best friend at work that I grew up with, we were kids, you know, we hung out together as kids, and we've pretty much worked together all our lives. I went our separate ways for a little while and then hooked back up again. Been together ever since. I've known this guy since I was a kid. His son died a couple of years ago. They'd just gone on vacation to Thailand, and it was a long plane ride. They believe he had an embolism or something from the plane ride. He was a little bit overweight, and he died after the trip. He got home and went to sleep and never woke up. And I don't know how he goes on every day. That was his youngest. Of course, the kid was in his 20s, but still was a, you know, you always look at your youngest as a baby. No matter how old or no matter how big they get, they're still always your baby. And to lose a kid that early in life, I don't know how he goes on. It was a sad, sad time in my life. Went to the funeral, the wake. It was horrible.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, sorry to hear that. Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, anyway, on a more upbeat note, I've got a good 75 magazines for you.
75? Where'd you dig all those up?
A friend of mine gave them to me today. A friend of mine gave me a whole bunch of QSBs and CQs.
Okay, well, we'll have to get together. I got a few for you, not that many. But you know what I'll do is I'll plan on bringing a Carnegie pot roast. I'll give it to you so you can just try it out. You don't have to pay for it or anything. See if you like it. I'm trying to think. Anyway, one other thing that might be happening pretty soon is I might be getting a 220 rig in the car. I know somebody, you know that place in Lodi, New Jersey is selling the TYT 220 mobiles. They're $209 for a 220 mobile. And I know somebody that wants to buy one, and he's got an Elinco 235. So I might buy his 235. He's the same guy that I bought my 857 from, so I trust him.
Charlie, do you have my phone number at home? I think you do, right?
I have it in my cell phone, yeah.
All right. Okay. Yeah, I misplaced your number. I have it. I didn't throw it away, but I misplaced it. I can't seem to find it. If you could be so kind as to maybe just leave a message tomorrow with your phone number. This way, in case I need to get in touch with you. Like today, I was like, maybe I should call him to remind the guy, you know, but I couldn't find it.
Yeah, what I should do is give you my cell phone, too. Yeah, I'll do that. What's a good time to call?
Well, you know, tomorrow when you talk to me on the radio, I mean, you could call me then. I mean, that would be all right, you know, or after we talk to each other, whatever, on the radio, you could call me, you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'll do that. Not a problem. You know, if you, I know I keep harping on this, but it would make it so much easier for all of us. If you go out and you buy a Kindle Fire or a Barnes & Noble Nook, you can get on the internet with one of those.
Yeah, I know, but I don't care about it. It's just I really don't have any interest. I couldn't care less, you know. I mean, I'd like to make you happy, don't get me wrong, but I feel like I would just be throwing my money away, you know? I'm not into that kind of thing. You know, to each his own, Charlie, don't get me wrong, but that really doesn't float my boat, and I feel like I have other things that I would, you know, sooner spend my money on, like some ham equipment or something, you know, something that I really enjoy. You know, I just, like I said, I don't have any desire for computers. The internet doesn't tickle my fancy. I couldn't really care less, to be honest with you.
Yeah, okay, no problem. And you don't have a cell phone where you are that receives texts, right? Because I could text you my phone numbers.
Oh, I do have a cell phone, but it's an old school clamshell style.
Is it a, it doesn't get text? You don't have a text plan?
No, sir, no. I have just a regular straight cell phone and no texting.
Now, you have a phone where you are, but you can't give that number out?
Yeah, I don't want to really give my phone number at the job out over the air.
No, I didn't expect you to give it out over the air. I meant when I called you, would you be willing to give it to me? That way, you know, like a situation like now, where you lost my number or you wanted to talk to me about something, I could give you a ringy-ding at your workplace after I talk to you.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't think that would be a big deal, to be honest with you. I know you. I like you. I know you're a guy with a good head on your shoulders. You're not going to be playing games and, you know, acting like a jerk. I don't see any problem with that.
And I won't call collect either.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, so when I talk to you, give me that number as well, and I'll put it in my cell phone. Because, you know, don't forget, I got so much, you know, you don't have kids, so you don't know how busy, you know, someone's life can be. When they get home, I'm constantly doing things. Either, you know, going to the grocery store, picking somebody up, you know, ironing somebody's clothes. Today I got to come home and iron my son's pants and shirt for his play that he's in. Then I've got to, at 2:30, is it 2:30? Somewhere around there. I've got to run them up to him at the high school. So, it's a busy lifestyle when you got a family. So if I have your, you know, a couple of phone numbers for you, it's a lot easier for me.
But you always had my house number, Charlie. You could call, you know, you can call anytime. Believe me, Mom's got nothing against you at all. You know, I think in the past you thought that Mom was, like, you know, suspicious of you, or, I don't know, maybe angry at you, whatever. But, nah, no such thing like that at all. So I'm just letting you know. I mean, you can call anytime. From, say, 9 in the morning. Well, actually, I go to sleep, so anytime after 1, say, anytime after 1 o'clock up to about 7 o'clock at night.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, that'll work. Anyway, so what do you think about me getting 220?
I mean, you'll be getting it basically for one repeater, the KQ2H. I mean, God bless you. But there's not too much activity on that band, I can tell you right now. I have 220, and most of the time I don't hear any activity at all on the 15 or 20 repeaters I have programmed in. But, you know, it'll add to your arsenal. And it's another band to play with. So, I'll tell you, it works good. It's an interesting band. It gets out real nice. But unfortunately, like I said, there doesn't seem to be a whole hell of a lot of activity, over.
Yeah, I'm not expecting it to become my main radio. But if it gives me the opportunity to get in on KQ2H, you know, that would be great. The only other thing I have to do now is figure out an antenna that I'm going to use. I might go to Lakeview. Antennas, they have a 220 mag mount. I might go that route. I was hoping to get one that mounts onto my existing mounts on the car, so I wouldn't have to put another mag mount on the vehicle. but I don't know if that's going to work out. The only mobile antenna I see from Diamond is a NMO mount, and I have a UHF mount, so that's not going to work.
I copy that, Charlie. Well, I've pretty much made my mind up. The wire antenna I'm looking at is 67 feet long, and it covers 40, 20, 10, and 6. So that's what I'm looking at, Charlie. And I would really, really, I mean, if at all possible, I understand you're a busy man, but if at all possible, I would love to have you come by, take a look at the situation. I'll have the antenna when you come over, and maybe we could put the bad boy up right away that day. I would be like in seventh heaven. Over.
And 1MUQ Mobile. Yeah, no problem, John. Let's wait for the weather to warm up a little bit. You didn't get the antenna yet, right?
Not yet. Because like you, I mean, I'm in no rush. It's still a little chilly, you know. I mean, it's not bad for this winter. Don't get me wrong. If it continues like this, this winter is going to be a breeze. But still, I'm looking at the spring or something. You know, I'm not... I already have an antenna for HF, the vertical, and it gets out pretty good. I don't have any complaints, so until the spring, I can make do with that.
Yeah, absolutely. But I think you'll be more impressed with the dipole, especially for, you know, local stuff like, you know, like between you and I. I think it'll be an improvement over the vertical. Yeah, in the early spring, before all the leaves come out on the trees, it's easier to figure out where you're going to put something when the trees are naked.
Yeah, so it covers 40, 20, 10, and 6, 67 feet long. Just add your coax and you're good to go.
Which one is this? What company?
MFJ-2010. It's the MFJ off-center fed, 40, 20, 10, and 6.
Okay, cool. Yeah, I just talked to a friend of mine up in Milford, Connecticut, which isn't too far away. And I talked to him on 20 meters, because he's got a 20-meter dipole up. And that worked out pretty good. I was a little surprised. I thought 20 meters was going to be too long for us, but apparently we were working each other on ground wave.
Yeah, well, I tell you, I do very good. I can't complain with that vertical. I've talked on 80 meters. I've worked 40, 20, 17. I've worked EX on every single band except 6 meters with that antenna. And I get consistently good reports. I mean, people are always telling me, wow, you sound great. You got a nice signal. So I'll tell you, man, it looks like $380 very well spent.
Excuse me, I had a sneeze. Yeah, Cole, glad you're happy with the antenna. Yeah, we'll get together. We'll get your dipole up. Make sure you get all the stuff you need for it, the rope and whatnot. I'll bring my slingshot.
Yeah, okay, roger that. And it's only 67 feet long. So, I mean, my property, my house is a corner. It's 60 by 120. I think this is a lot better for me than a 102-foot-long G5RV. That would start looking crazy. 102 feet long on a property that's only 60 by 120? Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, the only thing you got to worry about is the proximity of trees. You know, which direction they're going. And, you know, where they're located. You know, there's always the other alternative. You could always put up something. You know, some sort of a mass setup, either made out of PVC. Some people do that, and they paint it black or green. Makes it harder to see it.
I copy that, Charlie. Yeah, because, you know, my radio, it has two antenna connections in the back, the HF and 6. There are two SOT39s. and now I'm only using one of them. So I figured, what the hell, man? Go for it, you know?
I'm just approaching the George. Just got off the Deegan. Making my way on the ramp, so I might be a little noisy for a couple of minutes till I get on the bridge. And one MUQ mobile.
It's at full quiet.
Right, that's always good to know. Oh man, I woke up with a splitting headache this morning. I really think it's because I didn't have coffee last night. I usually drink coffee every night after dinner. I told my wife I didn't feel like it last night, and I think I paid for it this morning.
Copy. How am I making a repeater?
Good. I haven't had any problem yet.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, this is a good antenna. This is an aftermarket antenna. I spent about $20 on it, believe it or not, with delivery. And it works on 2 meters, 220, and 440. Get those magazines in a box because, like I said, there's a good 75 of them.
Yeah, okay. No problem. Yeah, well, we'll do it one morning. I'll try to do it without Joe this time because it doesn't sound like Joe will be able to do it with his new schedule, but I should be able to figure it out.
Yeah, well, I think by now you remember it's not too hard to get here. Exit 35, first intersection, bang a left, and go to the middle of the road, and, that's where I am.
Yeah, getting there won't be a problem. It's getting back to New Jersey. That'll be a little hairy, but I should be able to do it even if I have to pay an extra toll.
I copy that. It's not too bad. The Long Island Expressway, which is right down the block, takes you to all the main bridges, to the Throgs Neck, to the Whitestone, you name it, man. You know, it connects to all the highways, the LIE. I mean, you're a Long Islander. You grew up in Sag Harbor.
Yeah, but that's out the east end. Once you get into the New York City area, it gets confusing. I mean, I remember when I was following Joe, there were signs all over the place. I didn't have time to read them because I was trying to keep up with Joe. But, yeah, no, if worse comes to worse, I'll just backtrack, go back over the Whitestone, and then jump on 95, that would be 95 South, and go to work that way. That would probably be the easiest thing for me to do.
Yeah, that sounds about right. So what are you saying? When you were following Joe, Joe was friggin' moving? He wasn't, like, maintaining a slow speed so you could follow easily? I mean, you make it sound like this guy was booking.
No, but he was changing lanes a lot, following the signs or following the route that he knows. So I really didn't have time to, process where we were going. I just tried to stay behind him the whole time. He wasn't going fast, just, making lane changes and exit changes and this and that, and just got pretty confusing. I could never remember what he did. Then he took different routes that, most people don't know unless they do it every day, and got on the 59th Street Bridge. I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'm just going to go over the Whitestone, back over the Whitestone like I'm going home, and then take this an exit for 95. North or south, and I'll just take 95 south, go into the George Washington Bridge that way. I used to do that all the time.
KC2HBR. Well, what are his new hours?
He usually gets off about this time, I guess, and heads home. He may be able to do it, but, I'm not going to. He did it once for me. That was good enough. I should be able to do it myself now. Yeah, getting to you is not a problem. Take the Whitestone and head toward the Long Island Expressway. take a left. At least now I know where it is.
Yeah, it's called Money Making Manhasset.
Yeah, we'll do it before the weather gets too bad.
Oh, okay, Charlie. Whenever you're ready, man. I'm not going to throw the magazines out. Don't worry. Whenever you're ready, they'll be waiting. Just give me a few days' notice. This way I could, you know, pack them up, put them in the car, and have them ready.
Okay, very good. Very good. Oh, boy. Man, I'm glad it's Friday. I didn't want to get out of bed for anything this morning.
Air copy. Well, you know, I know the job kind of boring. I mean, doing the cold cut thing. I mean, maybe the first couple of weeks or so it's interesting, but after a while, I guess every piece of ham looks like every other piece of ham.
Not if they're nice looking YLs. But luckily, because I'm a manager, you know, a supervisor, I don't have to do the same thing all the time. So I get a little bit of a break. It breaks up the day, you know, I don't have to stand in one. We've got guys that work on a rotary table. It's a round table that moves every 23 seconds. And they have a specific job on the table that they do. And they do that all day long, you know, for the whole 8-9 hours, whatever it is. I'd go nuts if I had to do that all day.
Good morning, Don. How are you, buddy? KC2HBR.
WA2ZOZ. Just woke up about 10 minutes ago. I'm going to have to do something about the schedule. I'm going to get off work today and stay up. I'll get home and I'll just stay up. I'll put toothpicks on my eyelids or something. I got your email, Charlie. Thank you for that. Wonder if you got the W5YI information yet. And I think you said you're going to get that new TYT rig. You might comment on that. And at ASC, he has a 2-meter 440 and a 220 mag mount and a mode type. I think for around 70 or 80 bucks, something like that. Go ahead, Charlie.
Okay, good morning, Don. WA2ZOZ N1MUQ Mobile in New Jersey. First off, yes, I did get the W5YI stuff. I just got it yesterday. The envelope looked like it was beat up, so I maybe it got lost, and that's why it took so long to get to me. But I got it. Thank you very much. I know somebody that has the... In fact, I was talking to him on it yesterday. I was a little surprised. I didn't realize it. Has the 2-meter... Let me turn this off. The 2-meter TYT mobile, and it sounded pretty good. I was very surprised. Not screaming loud audio, but certainly not where you have to strain to hear him. And he has an Elinco 235 in the truck, and he wants to get the TYT 220 rig so that it matches up to the 2-meter rig that he has. But he said he's got too many 220 rigs, so I'm thinking of buying one of his. So he can get the TYT 220, and then I'll get the Elinco.
Okay, yeah, that's a thought. Does he live close by you, or you have to make a day trip out of it?
Well, this is the same guy that I bought my 857 from years ago, and we met somewhere around where I work, close by. Because he's always driving, so we would probably plan on doing that. He doesn't live too far away, I'm sure, and he's always in the neighborhood, so I could meet him somewhere and pick up the radio. I'm just, you know, it's just the 235, it's not the Mark III or whatever, and I don't know what the difference is between the two.
Okay, very good. Wish you luck with that, and I'm sure you seem to do very well on obtaining information off the internet. I know that because you sent me the information on how to decrease the the audio on this 605 T radio, and choose a couple of other things also that you had sent me. Over to you. Oh, I have, I must have about 70 magazines, a lot of them I didn't even read. They're about 1 to 3 years old, on off-roading, like Jeep off-roading and other vehicle off-roading. And if anybody wants them, they can have them, because I hate to throw them all away. Okay, KC2HBR, N1MUQ, Mobile 2, this is WA2ZOZ.
John, pick it up. All right, I guess John's busy. Let me make sure I'm not doubling. Okay. Yeah, I was real happy that I asked this guy. You know, I didn't expect him to know the answer. But when I asked him if he knew anything about a TYT Mobiles from Advanced Specialties, he goes, yeah, I've got the 2-meter version in my truck. I'm talking on it. And he switched back and forth between that and the Elenco, and because he's got a big van, and he's constantly in the car, so he's got an arsenal of radios in there. And the Elenco sounded louder, but not too much louder. The TYT sounded pretty good. I was a little surprised. And it's a pretty good price, $209. And Advanced Specialties isn't exactly the cheapest guy in town. He's just the only guy in town. I bet you once that radio starts to hit the marketplace, you'll be able to find it even cheaper.
Well, tell me about this radio. What is it, a 220 FM only? Oh, how many watts?
Yeah, it's a 220 FM only mobile, and it's 55 watts. I guess they figured give them 5 more watts, more than the Jetstream. And it looks a little bit like an Elenco and a Jetstream if you look at it. I don't know if you went over to his website, Don, but if you do, you can see a picture of it, and the microphone looks a little bit like an Elenco.
Yes, when I got your email today, I was at work, and I got onto ASC website, and I saw the rig, and I also saw the 220, the 2-meter rig. I believe it was 65 watts, if I'm not mistaken, the 2-meter rig.
Yeah, that's correct. The 2-meter rig was 65 watts.
Well, I don't know which one you're going to go with. I guess you're 50-50 on which radio to buy.
N1MUQ Mobile. Yeah, I know. Well, the Elenco that he's selling, he wants $175 for. So for another $30, I could get a new radio. But you know, I'm a little iffy on. First of all, I'm iffy on new of anything. And, you know, the first car that comes out, first new style, and certainly first new Chinese radio. You know, I'd be afraid that I'd get it, and then a year down the road, I'd have all sorts of problems with it. At least I know Elenco has been around a while, and certainly that 220 radio has been around a while. I was kind of hoping to hold out for the Mark III. I searched all over the internet, and I never got anything definitive of the difference between the 235 and the 235T Mark III. I still don't know what the difference is. The guy I talked to thinks the final amplifier stage is a little bit different. But, you know, I didn't see anything bad. I saw one review that said his amplifier or PA section blew up on his 235. But that was one guy. Everybody else reviewed it as great. And you never know. This guy might have been, you know, putting it through a bad SWR or something. And that caused the problems. So, I mean, I'm going to be thinking about it. I told the guy I'd let him know today, but I don't know if I know today yet. I'm still vacillating back and forth. But I would like to get a 220 rig so that I could, you know, get into the KQ2H. And I understand there's a couple of other 220 machines around.
Yeah, that would be good, getting back on KQ2H. You'll have a lot more people to talk with. And, I tried, yesterday we were discussing the, what was it, the 147-505 or 146-505 repeaters. I heard one, but I was not able to access the 77 hertz tone or the 123 hertz tone. Just couldn't get into them. Over.
I think how we ended it yesterday is I went over there and called you. Somebody keyed up, but I didn't hear any audio. That wasn't you?
I don't know. It might have been, or it might have been maybe the repeater identification going off.
No, it sounded like somebody that wasn't getting in there. But you didn't hear me on it?
Let's see. It was either you or Johnny I heard. I think it might have been you.
Yeah, okay, because I have it in this radio, the one in New Jersey. The one in Connecticut I put in, PL, I couldn't access it, and I could barely hear it. So that was from my car. I don't know about from the base. I've got to put it in the base at home and see if I can hear it on the bigger antenna. But the one in here in Jersey, I'm getting full scale. I don't know how well I'm getting into it. Did you ever figure out the you were having trouble with the offset frequency? You couldn't get 505. Did you ever fix that?
Yes, I did. I just went through the memory procedure one more time. And I was able to get 505 right on the nose, and that was about 20 seconds after we signed yesterday.
You have it in memory?
Affirmative.
Give it a quick shot, see if you can hear me and if I can hear you on it.
Okay, let's see. Okay, it's my memory bank 15 and 14. Okay, I'm ready.
You're going to go over there, John. I'll be back in a second. N1MUQ.
All right, no problem.
I'm back.
So how you been, Don?
I've been, well, at work, I've been really tired. Like I say, I'm off schedule here, and it's driving me nuts. I just took a couple more sleep aids and waiting for them to kick in. But like I say, tomorrow, well, actually today, when I get off work, I'm going to stay up somehow, even if I have to sit outside in the cold. I'm going to make sure I stay up, get back on schedule, then go back to work on Saturday. And Charlie, if you're listening, I heard breaking of the squelch on one of the repeaters. I believe it was the New Jersey repeater. But couldn't get any audio this time. Over to you, Charlie.
Yeah, geez, how well are you receiving it?
Well, today I just heard the breaking of the squelch. Yesterday I actually heard you identify.
Nah, that's weird. That's weird. I wonder why, because I'm getting it full scale. But I haven't yet talked to anybody on it to see if I'm, you know, making it fine. All right, well, no big deal. It's not like we need another repeater. I forgot even who brought it up. I guess maybe Johnny brought it up. that there was another repeater. But I'm not even sure, like I said, what town is, I mean, where it's located.
Do any of you guys want those off-road magazines?
No, I'm not into off-roading.
Yeah, me neither, but thank you anyway, Don.
Okay, very good. I'll find somebody. There's a couple of people in the complex here that have Jeeps. I really don't know them that well, but when I see them, maybe I'll just ask them. This is WA2ZOZ, turning it over to KC2HER.
I get into both those repeaters on 505. Yeah, I brought it up, Charlie. If you remember, I said to you, Charlie, do you ever go on the West Haven, Connecticut repeater? And then your reply was that you don't even know where West Haven, Connecticut is.
Yeah, that's right. I remember now. Like I said, I could hear it not real well while I was driving around in my car. I'll try to put it in the house when I get home today. I have a feeling I might be able to hear it better in the house with the, you know, bigger antenna.
Well, I guess I'm blessed. I'm in a good location. I get into either one, and I get in pretty good, so. Don, if you want to join us, 2 o'clock today, 2 o'clock this afternoon on 14652.
Okay, that's a simplex frequency. I'll be at work. I don't know if I'll be able to make the trip with 5 watts and a mag mount.
You should listen if you have time, if you're not busy at 2 o'clock. Listen and see if you can hear either one of us.
Okay. Yeah, I could do that. And also we have a VHF, UHF search antenna on top of our 210-foot tower. And if I'm not too busy, maybe I'll just connect up to that.
What radio is normally connected to that?
We usually take signal measurements, like if the FCC says we must carry this certain station in TV station, a little one in central or south Jersey, or maybe in New York somewhere, we have to rotate an antenna and report to the FCC on how strong, how many decibels the signal is coming in.
That's pretty cool. What kind of an antenna is up there?
It's just a premium VHF, UHF color TV antenna.
So it's a beam type?
Affirmative. And it's been a perch lately for a bunch of red-tailed hawks and chicken hawks. They like to just sit up there where they have a big view of everything. I even rotated the antenna once, and they just jumped up and down a couple of times, and they stayed there. I guess they like the ride being rotated.
That's pretty funny. I take it it's horizontally polarized.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Yeah. You may still hear us in the simple fact that it's up so high. You know, being cross polarized might be a little bit of a problem, but. It might be, and it's just got a regular SO239 coax, you know, connection on it?
No negative. This one has, I believe it's an N connector.
And that's what I would think it would have. But you have an adapter to hook it up to your HT?
I have all kinds of adapters that I had made up, yes.
Cool. Yeah, I definitely hook up my HT to that thing whenever it's not in use. See what I can hear. That's pretty cool.
Okay. Okay, I'll make an effort to do it. That's 2 p.m. On Simplex 52.
Yeah, 146.52. I hear John with no problem, and John hears me.
Okay, yeah, I heard Johnny coming through on 52 Simplex when he was... I don't know if it was when you went up to his work, QTH, and you guys went over to Simplex for a few minutes, but I definitely heard Johnny coming in pretty good.
From your home?
Yes, yes, right from the old messy bedroom here.
Oh, cool. That's good to know. Hey guys, let me button it up and get the heck inside. John, good talking to you. And Don as well. 73, have a good day. Don, what time do you get off today?
I get off work usually 5:30 p.m.
How long is your commute?
My commute is about 15, 20 minutes.
Okay, that's not too bad. I was going to say maybe we could meet up somewhere on a repeater. Do you you don't have anything in the car yet?
Oh, I have my mag mounts, and I have nothing hardwired into the vehicle yet, but I do have all my HTs and antennas.
Do you usually talk on the radio on your commute?
No negative. By the time the engine is starting to get warm, I'm at work.
Yeah, that's nice. I wouldn't know about that. My engine gets warm by the time I get to the Merritt Parkway, and then I got another 50-minute ride. All right. Well, no, I was thinking maybe we could meet somewhere. My wife's going out tonight, so I might be able to get on the radio later on in the evening as well. That's if I can stay awake. But we'll see what happens. Okay, Don. Don, good talking to you, and thanks for that information. I appreciate it. Johnny, I'll be talking to you again, I'm sure. 73, guys, have a good day and a nice weekend. This is N1MUQ. I'll be clear on both your finals. John, over to you.
Right, Charlie. I'll talk to you at 2 o'clock, and we'll have a little bit of radio fun from the ham shack. 73, and we'll catch you later. KC2HBO.
Okay, 73 Charlie, keep a cool tool, don't let your meat loaf, and maybe we'll talk to you at, you and Johnny at 2 p.m. This will be WA20Z, Norwood, New Jersey, N1MUQ, stationary mobile 2, signing off, and Johnny, over to you.
I think I'm going to go to sleep too, Don. I think I'm going to get some shut-eye. So we'll catch you, man. You know, hopefully we'll be able to hear you tomorrow at 2 o'clock. You know, I got a pretty good setup, so I might be able to hear you. Where is your workplace, by the way? It's right there by Norwood, I suppose. I think you said it's 15 minutes away. What town is it in?
It's in the middle of a small little woods in Bergen Field, New Jersey.
Yeah, I should be able to hear you, I think, with 5 watts and that big antenna. I think you said it's 210 feet long?
Yep, 210 feet tall, the tower.
What is the antenna? What is it? It's a... horizontal Yagi type or what? Like, explain it to me a little.
Right. It's a premium TV antenna to receive VHF and UHF, and it's on a rotor. And it is horizontally polarized.
All right, Don. So we'll give it a shot, and we'll see what happens. So at 2 o'clock, 146.520. Be there or be square, to be fair. All right, there. We'll say 73. It's off to La La Land. KC2HBR. I'll be clear.
Okay. 73. Have a good day and a better tomorrow.